Myers-Briggs Personality Test Explanation. One of the best-known tools for increasing personal understanding of yourself is the Myers-Briggs Personality Test. The beginning of the test began with C.J. Jung, when his theory of psychological archetypes was formalized. He based his research on subjective clinical observations and introspection. Jung broke down his research on personalities into four cognitive functions: feeling, sensation, thinking, and intuition. He then extrapolated the opposite cognitions. The modern Myers-Briggs test was built upon Jung's originating theory, when in 1917, Catherine Cook Briggs began her research into the human personality. Along with her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers, she postulated a complete outline that was able to categorize personality profiles into intuition or sensing, introversion or extroversion, feeling or thinking, and perception or judging. They also broke down the four segments into subjective-deductive, subjective-inductive, objective-deductive, and objective-inductive. Since its creation, it has aided millions of people to realize their preferences. This knowledge can be applied to career choice, hobby choice, and personal friendships. It offers users a way to understand themselves better as they make important life choices. Main aspects of the test. The test involves a battery of questions in which the user qualifies him or herself on different phrases. For example, one phrase may be, "I find it easy to meet new people." And then the user chooses highly agree, agree, mildly agree, neutral, mildly disagree, disagree, or highly disagree. There are many questions like this, and at the end, questions add up to show a proclivity to one or the other of each of the four divisions of subjective-deductive, subjective-inductive, objective-deductive, and objective-inductive. When taking the test, it is also important to be quick with answers and not think them out. Many people have a tendency to talk to themselves into what they think the right answer is, and sway the test to an inaccurate result. This is why it is critical to read the questions quickly and choose the first answer that you feel is right. Try not to leave neutral answers if they are an option on the test. It is also important to realise that categories signify preference rather than actual persona. For example, if someone scores an I for introversion, it just means that they prefer the more internal dialogue of thought. They still might be a very successful and boisterous division manager at work who has to command attention. The introversion score just means they prefer to sort things out within themselves. It has no bearing on whether or not they can manage extroversion when needed. For this reason, preconceived notions about your personality should be put aside when taking this test. Finally, it should be understood that the test has no better or worse option. The goal is to get a deeper understanding of appreciation of preferences. As with any preference, no one choice is a better option than another. Explanation of each letter. The letters used in the Myers-Briggs personality test are I for introversion or E for extroversion, N for intuition or S for sensing, F for feeling and T for thinking, P for perception, and J for judging. It bears value to understand each of the individual letters also. Here are the clearer definitions of each letter, as they pertain to the Myers-Briggs personality test. Introversion, I. People who like managing energies from ideas, memories, and reactions inside their heads. They may prefer doing things alone, or preparing for things alone. They are willing to take the needed time to reflect on what they want to do and how to do it. Some common statements are, "I prefer a few close friends," "I can get caught up in my head too long," or "I can be reserved with people." Extroversion, E. People who like managing energies from a wide variety of activities. They are excited to be around people and feel energized in groups. They sort through problems when they can speak them out loud and get others' opinions. Some common statements are, "I'm a people person," "I love working in groups," or "the more the merrier." Intuition, N. people learn by thinking issues through rather than starting with hands-on learning. They like abstract theories. They pay attention to meanings rather than details. Some common statements are, I like to view things via the big picture. I tend to get lost in the outcome and never focus on the steps to achieve it. Or, I always like to do new things. Sensing, S. People who pay attention to proof, like seeing and hearing. They like seeing practicality when doing things. They are hands-on learners. Some common statements are, I look at facts to fix things. I start with the facts and then expand to the big picture. Or, I understand the bottom line. Feeling, F. People who make decisions based on what is best for those involved. They like peace. They can be very warm and caring. Some common statements are, I want people around me to be happy. I care about what's important to each member of the group. Or, I use my heart to make big and small decisions. Thinking, T. People who make decisions based on truth. They are analytical and weigh out options. They are logical. Some common statements are, I base decisions on logic. I believe the truth is important even if it hurts. Or, I can be viewed as uncaring and emotionless. Perception, P. People who prefer spontaneity. They like adapting to the world. They are open to new experiences. Some common statements are, I'm open to whatever happens. I don't plan a lot. I have bursts of energy throughout the day. Judging, J. People who prefer to plan and order their life. They like everything to be organized. They are comfortable when their decisions are settled. Some common statements are, I am task-orientated. I get work done so I can enjoy myself later. Or, I work hard so deadlines are no problem. Conclusion. Although you may think you are in one category, be open-minded. When you take the test, you may find out some surprising things about yourself. And that's a good thing. The purpose of the test is to allow every user to walk away with a clear insight into their mentality and likes. This test can show anyone what their inner requirements for harmony are. Applying it to your life may just be the thing you need to find a more fulfilling and peaceful life.